This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Psaki leaving Joe Biden for MSNBC. Yikes! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Will She Take Over for Rachel Maddow? Because I told you guys, I said there's something fishy about Maddow. She has a cushy contract, but she's taking a leave of absence. She says she's coming back, but she's getting her butt kicked now by, I don't know, somebody not funny at Fox or not intriguing at Fox. There's going to be a big shakeup in media in the next 5 years. Huge. I'm telling you right now, big shakeup. Let me tell you something. The fake news media has learned nothing. If they're bringing Psaki over, this woman has all the personality of a potato. But she's leaving her job for MSNBC. This is what two sources have said. The deal is done. It was announced on Axios last week, confirmed to various news outlets, and it's going to happen sometime around May. And here's the other question. Who's going to take over for her? Who wants the job to being the spokesperson for Captain Demento? Now, I told you guys earlier, we reported on this story months ago. I said, Psaki's leaving. That was the rumor. Well, let's confirm. She's out of here. And I consider this bad news. It's good news for us, not because, you know, Psaki was some hard hitter and what, you know, who cares? These are revolving chairs in the Biden administration. We'll talk about Kamala Harris. She just lost her 11th person. 11 staffers have left Kamala Harris in less than 14 months. 11 staffers. You gotta be, I don't know. You got to be a pretty mean person. 11 people close to her. People that know her. And as I mentioned with the time when they were leaving her, I said, the reason why Kamala Harris has staff issues is they say she's unprepared. She's very mean-spirited. Like if they tell her, you need to prepare for this, she's mad. She doesn't want to prepare. She's like, look, y'all gave me this VP spot. And yeah, she's like Omarosa. She's Omarosa. What else we got going? I mean, I consider these things good news. Do we want to continue on with Kamala Harris? You want to talk about that? Yeah, her deputy chief of staff, Michael Fuchs. I'm going to pronounce it that way. Leaving in May. 11th staffer to leave in as many months. Fuchs has advised Harris on domestic and international issues, helped manage staff, accompanied her on foreign trips. He worked as a foreign policy advisor for Clinton in the State Department under Barack Obama. So he worked for Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and he couldn't last a year with Sister Girl. They say he's going to stay to ensure a smooth transition. They won't tell you where he's going. Sucking paper to leave that witch. You can bet that's what it's about. Anyway, that's one of the things that happened. Oh, I love this story. Mad Max, Maxine Waters, told people to go home. Told homeless people to go home. They were there for jobs. I want you to, let's just think about this for just a second. Homeless people show up somewhere in California, and they want jobs. We supposedly have all these jobs available. I've seen the signs. These people want to work. Maxine Waters has people there to sign them up to get them to work. Let me tell you what they were doing. And the homeless people figured it out. They were trying to do a voter registration drive. They didn't care what these people were doing. They just wanted their signatures. And these people said, no, I want an employment application. I want to go to work. And we're supposedly we got all these jobs out there, right? California, for goodness sake. Aren't they taking care of their homeless? so they couldn't get jobs. And things get a little testy. And Maxine Waters said, now look, y'all just need to go home. And somebody go, we ain't got no homes. Do we have the clip? I don't know if we have the clip. Can't add much to it, but she's like, there will be no jobs here today. And she went all James Brown on them. Hey, there will be no jobs here today. And y'all just need to get on out of here and go home. The optics, folks, of telling homeless people to go home. And oh, by the way, hey, come gather in mass so we can disappoint you all. Oh, and by the way, we know our policies created you. Talk about it couldn't get any worse for these folks. But that's good news for us. Good news. And let me tell you, this hour, I'm going to tell you something. There is nothing that the left will leave untouched when it comes to trying to offend your sensibilities as it pertains to the truth. Nothing. They will lie to you about energy. They will lie to you about your guns. They will lie to you about crime, policing in America. They will lie to you about entertainment. There's no category, no nothing, that these guys are not willing to just say, what's the narrative? What are we supposed to be selling? And they'll do it. So, what's Psaki going to do? Don't know, don't care. Who's going to replace her? Don't know, don't care. It'll probably be a woman of color. It'll be, as I said, it wouldn't shock me at all if Biden hires a Guatemalan midget because he doesn't have one on his team yet. Because he's certainly got all these black women unaccomplished. Think about this. Okay, he's putting in Tahanji, Brown Jackson, right? Look at his VP and ask yourself, what's he putting on the Supreme Court? It's an insult. Insult to black people, insult to white people, insult to Americans in general. Is it going to stop him? Nope. Disney, why don't they just call it Pornhub? Why don't they just buy out all the porn sites and do that? All they want to do is sexualize kids. They want to do it under the name of Cinderella and all the things that we grew up loving. We loved Walt Disney's version of this, and these people have created a perverted version of it. But let me tell you, be grateful, be thankful, because these suburban moms that do have their sensibilities about them but think that they're socially so liberal, suddenly they're not so socially liberal, are they? There's no longer a debate between, I'm a fiscal conservative, I'm a social liberal. Are you? Are you? Are you for transgender people running and swimming against women? And I can come back with a lot more. I got to take a short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
96-12-59. What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What would you do if you found out, well, you already know, by the way, that Hunter Biden is a crook? And he's involved in a family conspiracy, the Biden family racketeering organization that enriched Hunter, his friends, his Uncle James, and his daddy, Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden's going to give him a pardon. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I read this. This was in Zero Hedge. The White House won't rule out granting pardons to Hunter Biden or James Biden, the son and brother of Joe Biden, as investigations over their international dealings heat up. These guys are in big trouble, as they should be, because they are crooks of the highest order. And the White House won't rule out investigation. Let me play a clip of a guy running interference for Joe Biden. You'll get a kick out of this. They don't want you to know that Joe Biden's involved. And Hunter's already being thrown under the bus. Check it out.
How significant is this, John? Well, look, it seems pretty clear that Hunter Biden was trading on his father's name to make a lot of money. He's had a difficult life. But until you make someone makes a nexus between what Hunter Biden has done and official activities of Vice President Biden or President Biden, it's a not pretty picture, but it's not really of much public import in terms of the policy of the United States or the administration of the government. And the fact that an investigation has been sustained during the Biden administration is an indication that the government is working on this subject. And we'll see what the results are. But so far, there is zero evidence that Vice President Biden or President Biden has done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter Biden's done.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these outlets. Allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Now, you know why I played that, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I played that because at the time, they exonerated both people. But now, they're only exonerating one. So let's just play the little thought exercise. So at the time we were told both of these guys were above and beyond reproach, how dare you even consider accusing either of these people? These were legitimate business dealings across the board. You heard 2+ minutes of multiple media outlets, including Fox, telling you that Hunter Biden was a solid citizen and Joe Biden had nothing to do, no knowledge, and none of it. And where are we now? So the guy in the previous clip, what did he say?
Well, listen, even if Hunter, we are now acknowledging that Hunter has had some unscrupulous dealings here.
Can you say that you're being played? They're level setting. We know what we told you, that Hunter was innocent. We're going to forget that. Forget about that. Forget about Wu Flu. Forget about Hillary Clinton's bleach bidding and hammering her hard drives. Forget about all that. Forget about Fast and Furious. Forget about Benghazi. Just forget about it. Because now they have a new issue, and the issue has to do with Biden. Captain Demento, what do you do? What do you do when you know that the investigation, you know what it's going to yield? You know the answer. Let me tell you, you start setting things up. Hunter is going down. Somebody I saw, I think it was Monica Crowley, they said Hunter is toast. I didn't see it. I saw it come across my desk. And I went, I agree. Why would I look at it? Hunter's toast. They are throwing him to the wolves. And now what are we talking about?
That's not a hypothetical I'm going to entertain, said White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield.
She was asked, Are you going? Is the White House, is Biden going to give a pardon to his brother and his kid? That's a hypothetical. You know why she won't answer it? It's a hypothetical because it's a legit. I told you guys this story before. When Joe Biden became vice president, he told his brother, James, he said, look, man, come on, man. He said, you got to stop with this nonsense. Even Joe Biden, in a demented capacity, knew you can't keep getting away with this stuff, James. You got to slow your roll. Pump the brakes, bro. These guys went, it was a free-for-all. They never anticipated Joe Biden would do any better than the senator, and they feasted on that. When he became vice president, his family, with his permission, went on a seek and acquire mission of getting money, money, money. And he put his crackhead son in charge of the enterprise, and his brother too. Let me tell you, all you got to do to find what Biden's doing, have the FBI get Hunter and his brother's bank accounts, find out how much of that money went to Joe. It will be a percentage of it going to Joe Biden, and it will absolutely and completely destroy any notion that he was not profiting off of his family's businesses. No, it will completely destroy it. And I know that James Biden is in the charter school business. I would check the books of every charter school that guy's involved with. You can almost bet the farm that it's crooked. It's a kickback of something going to the big guy. This is far from over.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Obama is back at the White House for the first time since he left office in early 2017. President Biden inviting Obama to talk about the landmark health care law that has been dubbed Obamacare. The Senate in session on Tuesday, and Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Biden administration needs to focus on fighting inflation instead of the president's proposed budget.
I can assure the president's team that many Americans are hurting a lot worse than they are. The very least the administration must do is stop digging. No more reckless spending, no gigantic tax increases that would damage the economy even further.
This comes as inflation in the United States was near 40-year highs in March, driven by problems like rising oil prices. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Michigan Republican says he will not seek re-election.
Representative Fred Upton, the Republican from Michigan, on Tuesday announced his retirement after more than 3.5 decades in Congress. Upton was one of the House Republicans to bail out of re-election after voting to impeach President Trump for inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. It should be noted President Trump was acquitted from the impeachment. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Around 70,000 people filled the streets of Lawrence, Kansas to celebrate the Jayhawks NCAA men's basketball championship, and three of them fouled out, police arresting three partiers and issuing a notice to appear to the fourth. KU came from 16 points behind to defeat North Carolina 72-69 Monday night in New Orleans. Five-time Masters champion Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play at the Masters in Augusta this week. The tournament begins Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sensitive subject alert. Just letting everybody know down the chain, because we have a lot of stations that are more religious-based. And I don't think I'm talking about anything that Christians shouldn't be aware of. But all I can say is hold on to your golden penis. And if you don't remember, we discussed this thing called the golden penis syndrome, whereby some young men are using women for, dare I say it, sex. Yes, I know. What a phenomena. Young guys out there strategizing on how they can get more of this elixir. You know, the sex. I mean, that's what they do, right? That's what young guys do. Doesn't matter who you are. When you see your daughter with a young teenage boy, you go, mm-hmm. Why? Because you were once a young teenage boy, or if you're a woman, you were once wooed by a young teenage boy. So that's just what people do. And what's happening now with this Me Too movement and this free love generation, well, boys don't have to work that hard. And in the colleges, which is what we talked about with the golden penis syndrome, I didn't realize this stat. Only mostly around 40% of colleges, boys go to college, and it's like 60% girls. Or it's 40% boys, 40% girls, and 20% the 71 other genders. I don't know. But there appears to be a lack of available men in the college arena, which I've commented at the time. Even though you have, whatever, 40% boys in college, that doesn't mean that all of them are heterosexual, so that even makes the odds even better. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, here's the thing. This favorable ratio for men to women has already tipped the scales of the sexual revolution, the new one. If you want to call it that. And it is to some degree, because now we've got, you know, all these different birth controls and all these different ways for kids to go, let's hook up. They got apps for it on their phones and things like this. I mean, if you thought it was easy back in the day in the 60s, you should see it now. But now they're talking about going from, and this is in the New York Post for you guys that don't believe me. They said, NYC, New York City singles, ready for 2021's slutty summer of casual sex. And a guy writes, a few weeks ago, Ashwin Deshmukh saw something he hadn't in over a year. It's happening. Host is escorting a couple out of Soho restaurant for bathroom shenanigans. They met outside an hour ago, he tweeted. Twitter had one response. New York is back. The bathroom hookup is just the start of a wave of debauchery that's about to hit the city.
People are ready to go. Deshmush, a partner at Hotspot's Short Stories and Williamsburg Pizza, told the Post. Right now, there's an infinite demand for partying, he said. So let me just back up a bit and just explain what's going on here. So we had the year of Wu Flu, you know, going into 2 years, where they got all this pent-up energy. And, you know, they, oh, people are going to have their cyber sex and all this other stuff. And anyway, they got this pent up energy and now they're out. They got all their apps. They've been looking at each other for the better part of a year. And now it's hookup central. He says some have dubbed it slutty summer or, get this, the whoring 20s. Others have proclaimed that they're in for a shot girl summer inspired by the viral Megan Megan Thee Stallion song. It shows you how out of touch I am. Hot Girl Summer. No matter what you call it, in 1967, Summer of Love isn't going to have anything on 2021. With all New Yorkers over 16 eligible to be vaccinated. And this is what was a funny part to me. The idea of slutty summer was this article, by the way, was written in April. Because I'm going to get to something bigger with this whole thing, because we're going from slutty summer into flaccid fall. Okay. But anyway, going back to slutty summer, could we call it skanky summer? I'm just curious. Asking for a friend. What the idea was is if you get vaccinated, you can participate in slutty summer. This was being teased in April. And I'm just telling you, go to the New York Post, April 8th, in fact, of 2021, the title of it, New NYC Singles Ready for 2021 Slutty Summer of Casual Sex. So they're wanting to get these youngsters geared up that if you're got that pent-up energy and you're wanting to hit the trail, you better go get your vaccination because it's going to be a free-for-all. Woohoo! Let's go do it. Yep. They said, I'm going to go back and read this other sentence. With all New Yorkers over 16 eligible to be vaccinated and bars and restaurants opening, city dwellers have one thing planned for this summer. Getting it on. That is an actual article in the New York Post with, in my opinion, trying to get youngsters to get vaccinated so they can go get it on. And they're telling them, man, you do that, we're going to open it up for you. You can go out there and do whatever your heart desires. It'll be ready for you. It'll be ready and waiting. They said, I'm just reading this. This summer is about having lots of sex. Serena Kerrigan, who runs the Instagram dating show, Let's effing date. I quote, everyone's getting vaccinated, everyone's horny, everyone's sick of virtual dating. That was her quote. Serena Kerrigan, who runs the Instagram dating show, Let's Effing Date. It isn't just let's date, it's let's effing date. Because at the end of the date, you know what you're going to get. After more than a year of carefully worded messages on Hinge and Tinder, old-fashioned in-person spontaneous meets will be preferred, the 27-year-old said. The ability to meet someone at a bar on a subway had been virtually extinguished, and that's going to be coming back. Everyone has something in common now. How excited are you that the pandemic's over can literally be your opening line? They're giving you you don't have to go up and compliment a girl on her dress, on her hair, on her eyes, or on her intellect, or anything. You don't have to connect. Man, are you glad this is over? Let's hook up. I'm shocked. But I'm making a bigger point here because, see, the thing about this is that the vaccines have created a bit of a problem. But before I get to that, because we'll get to that in the next segment, I want to let you know that we just came out of slutty summer is what they called it. You would think somebody would have been fired for that. Oh, that's right. They didn't say skanky summer. Sorry. I keep getting off track on that. They said Sexual releases are historically the norm after pandemics, said Nicholas Christakis, a sociologist, physician, and Yale professor. Typically, if you look at centuries of plagues, there's a party at the end, he told the Post. When the epidemics of the bubonic plague ended, there was dancing in the streets. Still, Christakis, who says we're not at the beginning of the end, but rather the end of the beginning of the pandemic. We're at the end of the beginning, urges revelers to practice, quote, harm reduction. And listen to this. Hang out with vaccinated people. Be outdoors and keep your social circle small. That's the advice. But once the festive floodgates open, it might be challenging to maintain caution. The season is, quote, going to be great because everyone's going to be vaccinated, said Olivia Brewer, a Westchester resident who was getting drinks with her friend Julia Mora at the Red Lion in a Village on Saturday night. The women, who are both in the process of getting vaccinated, discussed their plans for Hot Girl Summer, as Mora 23 called it. You get where I'm going here, people? They're advertising, you get that shot, get your sex, baby, woohoo, be ready for it. Well, let me tell you, when we come back in this next segment, and I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, I'm not even going to leave it as a cliffhanger. According to a study published by Match, 81% of single men said sex is now less important than it was for them in pre-pandemic times. I'm going to hazard a guess. I think a lot of these single men figured out they don't need women. Maybe they got robots. These new Japanese robots are pretty hot. I don't know. But they figured it out. I don't know whether they just decided, you know what? I spent a lot of time with myself, and I figured out I no longer need to waste the money, if you know what I'm saying. Hint, hint. But whatever they decided to do, 81% of them said sex is no longer that important. Now, this is guys in the sexual hunting range coming off of slutty summer. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talk about raining on youngsters' parades, man. They set them up with Slutty Summer. Talked about in the previous segment. That's what they called it. This isn't me making this up. This is an article in the New York Post. And they were talking about all this pent-up energy, this pent-up sexual frustration. They got Tinder. They got Hinder. They got, what's it called, Hinge? I don't even know these things. And they said the old-fashioned meetup is back in vogue. No more virtual stuff, no cyber this, just let's meet up, let's hook up.
They're kicking people out of restaurants for having sex in the bathroom. Who knows the debauchery in New York? I mean, you can walk around butt naked in Times Square. I've seen it with my own eyes. The girls that have the paint on. And I will tell you, I was there last time I was in New York. I don't know if it was last time, but one of the times I was there, two rather lovely Latinas were walking through that place with body paint. And they were absolutely gorgeous. And when it took them getting up on me to figure out that they were naked. And there were kids all over the place. But that's New York. You know, you got homeless people out there taking dumps in the middle of the street, peeing in traffic. And I'm not exaggerating it. It's a fact. Go look these things up. So does it surprise you that they're advertising, get vaccinated so you can participate in slutty summer? Woohoo! I mean, why not make it a festival or something? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to people. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So they're talking about this is the norm after pandemics. You got to let people have a blow. You got to let them get back into the mainstream, however they choose. But the study, after they did it, we found out, that maybe, just maybe, this isn't the right thing to do because these single guys are saying sex is less important to them than it was in pre-pandemic times. They say the jaw-dropping stat on lackluster libidos is thanks to a perfect storm of biological and societal reasons brought on by the Wu flu. This is Match, that's a dating site, their chief scientific advisors and sex researchers, Helen Fisher and Justin Garcia. You can't shut a planet and expect people's physiology to remain the same, Fisher told the Post. We all suffered. Dopamine plummeted. Testosterone plummeted. Sex is less important. Now, I also saw that they said that the vaccines may have something to do with this. Yeah, interesting when you think about maybe how important sex can be, and certainly at certain ages. You know, your libido is a level for you to seek a mate. You have higher testosterone levels when you're younger because you're aggressive and you're marking out your territory and all this, but not for this generation of guys. And we've already talked about the emasculation of men that's occurring, and I want you to just think about what's happening with these new Wu flu drugs. I looked it up because how is it that you have a year off and sex becomes less important? That's not the case. And as I said in the previous segment, they were gearing you up for, oh boy, when you get out, when you take that vaccine, you're going to be ready to go on the prowl, young man. All these young studs out there, ready to implement golden penis syndrome, which we talked about the other day, because the odds are good, aren't they? They're already good because you don't have to do a whole lot to get the attention of young women. I don't want to say young ladies, but young women these days. Well, as it turns out, I did a little bit more research. Dioxane is a byproduct produced from the creation of polyethylene glycol, PEG, an ingredient used in both the mRNA vaccines currently available to the public. It had been previously linked to reduced testosterone in male rabbits. The 2018 paper titled Effect of 1.4 Dioxane on Rabbit Reproductive Hormonal Level and Histopathology of Testes and Ovaries was published in the peer-reviewed journal Pure and Applied Biology by researchers from the University of Gujarat in Pakistan. And the study looked at a group of rabbits that were fed normal food and some that had this dioxane. And it was over a period of a certain number of 45 days, not that it matters. And then the group that were fed dioxane were compared to the control group. Now, what do you think happened? Well, as it turns out, the researchers found that the higher concentration concentrations of dioxine were linked to, and here's a quote, significant decrease in the testosterone levels of male rabbits. So the thing that makes you want to be a man, have male tendencies, you know, be toxic and all, and go on the hunt for female quarry with your club, of course, so you can knock them over the head, drag them back to the cave, and have your way with them. Like Cosby, you know, with the old Quaalude. So the thing that drives that male behavior has now been taken away. It's been diminished. It's been suppressed by this spike protein or whatever that appears in these drugs. So I'm asking the population of guys out there who want to get this shot, are you prepared to deal with this? Now, I'm not telling you that it's happening. I'm not telling you you're going to have shrinkage or whatever, but whatever it may be, my question to you is, are you prepared? Are you prepared? Because I'm telling you, you need to prepare. They're talking about it. Women, you think you're safe, right? Nope. They said a negative effect on the sex hormone levels of female rabbits was also observed. It isn't just men. Now, look, I'm not going to conspiracy theory this whole thing. All I'm telling you is I'm a bit skeptical. I'm a bit skeptical that they said, go out and get that vaccine. And then as it turns out, the vaccine reduces everybody's hormone levels to where they don't want to have what would be, I mean, I'm not condoning sex out of marriage or anything, but I'm saying, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. Now, if we balance that with, oh, here it comes. Here, Kevin, is Alex Jones? Has Alex Jones entered the building? When it comes to, quote, population control, what better way? What better way than to say to guys getting the poke, hey, listen, you get the poke, you're not going to want to go around, you know, go poking around, catting around. You're going to finally, your libido is going to be in check. Oh, and women, you're not going to want it. None of you are going to. So let's just leave things as they are and population will begin to diminish, yada, yada, yada. Now, look, I have no proof of this. I'm just bringing it up for you guys to consider it. But if you look at this thing logically, you got to wonder what's happening. Because they were advertising, get that vaccine and get your groove on. And it's in the New York Post. Go read the article for yourselves. Let it soak in for you. But every piece of it that I read was, yeah, man, all these 20-somethings, we're going to get out there. And I'm telling you what, man, it's going to be all like a turkey bone. I mean, you're going to, woohoo, we're ready to go. We got Hinge, we got Tinder, we got our hookup apps, we got all this. I would be curious, honestly. I would love to Hinge or Tinder would say, you know, we did have a significant drop in usage. Now, I don't want to spend any money studying it, but I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me to learn that these guys are going, yeah, we did. We saw a drop. Even when everybody came out of quarantine, you know, we didn't see the number of hookups that we thought we were going to see. I don't know. I'm not telling you that there is, because I know that the sex drive is meant to be very powerful. In the human body, it was designed in such a way that, you know, you would want to procreate and bring in more people into the world. That's the way the drive works. But we have a Chinese bioweapon that's been unleashed into the country, and I don't know what they're going to do with that. I don't know if that's part of the one-child policy or population control, because knowing the Chinese, it is. If anybody needs population control, it's China. But now that we've got these vaccines, and we're seeing the results of it, where 81% of guys say, or people, I don't know if it was just guys, say, you know what, sex after the pandemic isn't as big as I thought, isn't as big on my priority list. And these are people that got vaccinated. It does make me take pause. And I think that's what we should be doing, is having a little bit of intellectual curiosity over it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.